Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome, marhaba to another episode of the series Praises of the Chosen One. Yes, alhamdulillah. Today, once again, we come to you from Durban, South Africa, in the company of our mashallah beloved Naat reciters, our Naveed Bhai Qibla, as well as our Hafiz Riyaz Sallamahu. And alhamdulillah, as we are here to praise the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the shair says, Shaur-e-Naat bhi ho aur zaban bhi ho adib, wo aadmi nahi jo unka haq ada na kare. Alhamdulillah, we have our Naveed Bhai today. Alhamdulillah, he is going to start with the Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. Before anything, let's start inshallah with beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. And I would request our Naveed Bhai to read Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله دنيا میں ہر آفت سے بچانا مولا عقبا میں نہ کچھ رنج دکھانا مولا رنج دکھانا مولا بیٹھوں جو درے پاک پیغمبر کے حضور تو ایمان پہ اس وقت اٹھانا مولا صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ یا برتر ہے یا اللہ چھپایا چڑیوں نے ذکر سنایا رات نے جب سر سر اپنا چھپایا سنایا نغمہ بار نسیم سحر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا بخش دے تو عطار کو مولا واسطہ تجھ کو اس پیارے کا بخش دے تو ہم سب کو مولا تجھ کو اس پیارے کا جو سب نبیوں کا سرور ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ
سبحان اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہی مالک بحر و بر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہی خالق جن و بشر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یو آر دا لارڈ آف ایوری تھنگ یا اللہ یا اللہ دا کریٹر آف آل لیونگ اینڈ نان لیونگ بینگ یا اللہ یا اللہ And then such a beautiful شعر نوید بھائی ماشاء اللہ you have recited so beautifully تو ابدی ہے تو ازلی ہے تیرا نام علیم و علی ہے ذات تیری سب سے برتر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ Only you are the eternal absolute and your names are العلیم and العلی You are greater than everything even imagined یا اللہ یا اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ After listening to such beautiful حمد باری تعالی and the ذکر of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی Now, inshallah عز و جل we are moving to the ذکر of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم which is the manifestation of the divine promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah azza wa jal stated and made this promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي Whenever I am remembered, you will be remembered with me. Therefore the shair says خدا کا ذکر کرے ذکر مصطفیٰ نہ کرے ہمارے منہ میں ہو ایسی زبان خدا نہ کرے الحمدللہ for reciting the نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم I would humbly request our mashallah حافظ ریاض صاحب سلمہ to recite a beautiful نعت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and this نعت yes this beautiful نعت is penned by his eminence امیر السنت دامت برکات العالیہ and inshallah عز و جل I would request now our حافظ ریاض صاحب to take us to مدینہ
صلی اللہ علیہ رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ بلا لو پھر مجھے شاہ بحر و بر
بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں کبھی تو اب نبی لگ جائے گا بستر
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, this is such a heartfelt plea in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call us all to Madina Munawwara. Inshallah azza wa jazakallah, Hafiz Riyaz sahab, mashallah, beautifully recited and from the depth of the heart, alhamdulillah, as the shair says, dil se jo baat nikalti hai, asar rakhti hai. Par nahi taqate parwaz magar rakhti hai. And subhanallah, true to the word that yes, if the feeling, if the plea is sincere, then yes, inshallah, it has its effect. Bulalo phir mujhe hai, shahe bahru bar madine mein. Call me again, O king of the land and sea, to Madina. Main phir rota hua aaun tere dar par madine mein, so that I may come again crying to your door in Madina. And subhanallah, here Amir Sunnah wa Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, look at his immense love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the city of Madina Munawwara. He says, when he sees the caravans departing for Madina Munawwara, he says, Madine jane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. O you going to Madina Munawwara, go in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Allahu Akbar. With such hasrat, he is making this plea in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, we all make this dua. Dikha de ya ilahi wo Madina, kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din maula, teri rahmat barasti hai. Alhamdulillah. And you might wonder, as to why everything has to do with Medina. Medina, subhanallah, Jamiatul Medina, Madrasatul Medina, subhanallah, Maktabatul Medina, Faizani Medina, Allahu Akbar. Why we always repeatedly say Medina, Medina? And here Amir Sun Damad Barakatum Al-Aliya, he answers the question very beautifully. He says, Medina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Medina therefore is dear to the heart and soul to attar. Why? Ki rehte hain mere aqa, mere dilbar, Medina mein. For my master, my leader resides in Medina. This is the reason. Subhanallah. Samjho wahi hame bhi dil ho jahan hamara. Subhanallah. And our hearts are in Medina Munawwara. Though we may be here with our body. Subhanallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fuzu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naz-e dawa. Uthaye kyun? Alhamdulillah, for the next Naat-e Rasool, I would humbly request our Naveed Bhai Qibla, mashallah, who's here, and mashallah, tu kuja man kuja. Beautiful Naat, and the chorus is in Farsi, in the Persian language. Inshallah Azawajal, I will highlight some of the meanings for you, inshallah Azawajal, after he recites the kalam, and mashallah. He truly owns this kalam. The way he recites it with full command, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah in his beautiful voice. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen.
Tu ameere haram, main faqeere ajam. Jo ameere haram, main faqeere ajam. Tere gun aur ye lab, main tarab hi talab. Tu ata ilham hai jama tera, ilham hai jama tera, ilham hai jama tera, mere aqa Qur'an imam hai tera, minbar tera, arsh bari minbar tera, shebari ya rahmatan lil alamin, tu ko ja man ko ja, 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 tu kaha samundar mein bhari hui pyaas hu, mera ghar khaak par aur teri rah guzar, mera ghar khaak par aur teri rah guzar, sidratul muntaha سفر تاروں کی زو مرکب برا رے زیرو سائی سے جبریل امین یا رحمت للعالمین
Come on.
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو کجا من کجا. سبحان اللہ, اٹس اے پرشین کپلٹ اینڈ ناٹ ایوری تھنگ نیڈز ٹرانسلیشن, سچ سم تھنگز آر جسٹ ایکسپریسڈ اینڈ ناٹ ریئلی ایکسپلینڈ. And there is something called Zabani Qal, which we say. And there is at the same time something that is called Zabani Hal. Our own situation at times explains everything without even uttering a single word. And alhamdulillah, this is one of those kalams where just the expression, Tu kuja, man kuja, meaning Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is your station? Sidratul Mustaha. And where are we on this earth? Write down, subhanallah. And there is no really a comparison. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions it in his beautiful kalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to again listen to it from the beautiful zaban and the lips of our esteemed guest Naveed Bhai, inshallah Azza wa Jal, later on. Inshallah, I'm keeping the surprise for you. Tu Amir-e Haram, Mai Faqir-e Ajam. The shair says, Tu Amir-e Haram, Mai Faqir-e Ajam. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the leader of the sacred haram. Whereas me, I am the beggar of Ajam. Tere gun aur ye lab, Ya Rasulullah sallam, your praises and these lips, Mai talab hi talab. I'm only here to beg, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tu ata hi ata, Mai khata hi khata. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you give and give and give. There is no end. Mai khata hi khata. Whereas I am an embodiment of mistakes. Tu kuja, man kuja. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. This is the kalam that is expressed by Zabani Hal, as our mashallah Naveed Bhai beautifully written, Sahib, and beautifully recited as well. The way the shair has written, alhamdulillah, similarly the Naat Khan, who truly understands the language and the lingo, and he also expressed it with a beautiful voice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his respect and reverence that is part of Iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you can become a true believer until I become dearer to you than your parents, than your children, and all the people. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we are going to recite a beautiful naat, and I would request our mashallah guests here to recite with me. Recite inshallah Azza wa Jal. And this is durood and salam in the God of the Prophet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, together with few ashar of Sayyidi Ala Sayyidi Ala
Salli ala Nabiyyina.
ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں
وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله. Now next, without further ado, inshallah azza wa jal, I would once again request our esteemed guest Maulana, our Hafiz Riyaz Sahab Hafizahullah, to recite a beautiful naat in the praise of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Again he is taking us to Madina Munawwara. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana مدنی مدینے والے,
مجھے در پہ بلانا مدنی مدینے والے. جدر پہ بلانا مدنی
Medina, a true devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Amir of Ahl Sunnah, His Eminence Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and our Riyaz Bhai, MashaAllah, Hafiz Riyaz Sahab, he is Hafiz Riyaz At-Tari, SubhanAllah. And we can see that the connection between the Murid and the Murshid, SubhanAllah, the Kalam written by the Piru Murshid, His Eminence Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and recited by his, MashaAllah, ardent disciple, our Hafiz Riyaz, Hafiz Allah Ta'ala, Hafiz Riyaz At-Tari. Alhamdulillah, we are now, mashallah, listening and learning about the Na'at and the praises of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as we like to listen to the beautiful melodies in which the Na'at is recited. It is equally as important to understand the Na'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For those of us who are not well versed in the Urdu language or the Arabic language or the Farsi language in which the Naats are written, as some Naats are even written in English language, mashallah. The praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been written in every language. Subhanallah. This is the kamal and the excellence of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale. Call me again to your august court, O madani king of Madina. Maye ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale. Bestow upon me the drink of love, O madani king of Madina. Subhanallah. And then he says, describing and explaining his devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, you and I, we recite salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite salam upon him. But look at his way of conveying his salam. He says, Teri sadgi pilakho, Teri ajizi pilakho, Ho salam ajizana madani madine wale. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, millions of salam upon your simplicity. Teri ajizi pilakho, millions of salam upon your ajizi. And ho salam ajizana, humble salam, millions of times upon madani madine wale. And then he says, Teri sunnatun pe chalkar, meri ruh jab nikalkar. He is actually mentioning and conveying the situation of his heart. He says, Teri sunnatun pe chalkar, meri ruh jab nikalkar, chale tu gale lagana madani madine wale. Allahu Akbar. He is requesting and he is actually giving a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is a plea, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take me in your embrace when my soul departs after treading your path, O Madani King of Medina. And mashallah, Hafiz Sahib, he read very beautiful shir. And here he says, and he is also a devotee of the Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, Mere ghos ka wasila, rahe shad sab qabila, inhe khuld mein basana madni madine wale. I take the wasila of my ghos, I take the medium of my ghos, rahe shad sab qabila, may everyone thrive and prosper, inhe khuld mein basana, wallah, take them all to heaven, subhanallah, madni madine wale, O the king of Medina. Alhamdulillah. At the end he says, Tera gham hi chahe attar. What is it that Amir Sunnat is after? You know, everyone wants something. What is it that he wishes to attain and to achieve from writing these beautiful poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, it's very simple. Tera gham hi chahe attar. All I need is your sorrow, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isi mein rahe giriftar. And may I be imprisoned in this. Ghame maal se bachana. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, save me from the worries of wealth and money. Madani Madine wale, O Madani King of Medina. Alhamdulillah, after we have listened to, mashallah, of our Hafiz Riyaz Sahib reciting very beautifully, and this Naat, alhamdulillah, is very dear and near to my heart as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to listen to another Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you allow me, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to say few verses in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيبي خدا ذکر کرے ذکر مصطفیٰ ذکر کرے
Listen to this beautiful naat, and mashallah, it is so beautifully written. I couldn't manage to skip any of the ashar. Subhanallah, each shayr is unique and mashallah, full of devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the things that he says, and it is so profound. He says, one makes the zikr of Allah, but does not make the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah not place such a tongue in our mouth. Allahu Akbar. And he says, at the door of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a thing has never been seen. That someone makes a request and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not give and bestow. No, that has never been the case and will never be the case. Allahu Akbar. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that, Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. So here Sayyidi Ala says that the word no never existed in his dictionary when somebody asked him for anything. Subhanallah. And here he says regarding the shafaat and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we all need. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all the intercession of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabi lameen. He says that what happens if let's say you travel to Madina Munawwara and the situation just happens to be that you get locked up, right? For whatever reason. He says, if that ever has to happen to you, inshallah, I hope it happens to me when I go. He says, Asir jisko bana kar rakhe Madine mein, the one who's kept captive, imprisoned in Madina, tamam umr rihai ki wo dua na kare. All his life he should never pray for release. Subhanallah, subhanallah, this is that place. You don't ask for release, subhanallah, but you ask for imprisonment. in the court and in the city of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he would make this dua: O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and grant me death in the city of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal. Now for the next naat we have, mashallah, the previous naat our Naveed bhai Hafizullah, he recited very beautifully, Tu Kuja Man Kuja. And this naat also has similar ashaar, alhamdulillah, in the words of Huzur Mufti Azim Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Bahare Ja Fiza Tumho.
Bahare Ja Fiza Tumho, Naseeme Gul
مفتی اعظم ہند اگلے اشعار میں کہتے ہیں
یہ کیا میں
معرفت سے نسبت ہمیں کیا ہے وہ کہنے بھر بھر نسبت تھی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This is such a wonderful kalam, mashallah. Naveed bhai, jazakallah for alhamdulillah enlightening us and making our hearts subhanallah connect with the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in such an amazing manner as Mufti Azam Maheen rahmatullahi ta'ala has penned this kalam in extreme devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says here that kuja hum khak uftada kuja tum ae shahe bala. Ya Rasulullah, where are we? Here, fallen dust. And where are you, O the exalted king? Allahu Akbar. Agar misle zami hum hai, if we are like the earth, then to misle asma tum ho, then like the sky you are, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then straight after he says this, something settles in his mind and he says, ye kya maine kaha misle sama tum ho maazallah. What is this that I said, that you are like the sky? Allah forbid. Munazza misle se bartar zihar wahmo guma tum ho. You are pure from likeness, higher than every fancy and doubt you are. Presenting a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that it was a simple mistake, I forgot. میں بھولا آپ کی رفعت سے نسبت ہی ہمیں کیا ہے. I was mistaken. What relation do we even have to your exaltedness? وہ کہنے بھر کی نسبت تھی, کہاں ہم ہیں کہاں تم ہو. It was just a manner of saying, otherwise where we are and where you are, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, subhanallah. As the shair says, سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں. Meaning there is none like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another shayr he says about there can never be someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because his shan is that tujhe yak ne yak banaya. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique, just as unique in the creation is the beloved Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Subhanallah, he says, khuda ki saltanat ka do jahan mein kaun dula hai, tum hi tum ho, tum hi tum ho, yahan tum ho, wahan tum ho, Allahu Akbar. And then he says, about the reality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqeeqat se tumhari juz khuda aur kaun waqif hai? That from your reality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Allah, who else is aware? Nobody else. Kahe to kya, kahe koi, chuni tum ho, chuna tum ho. Even if someone speaks and wants to describe, what could he say? You are such and so you are. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, at the end, Mufti Azmi Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he has, alhamdulillah, we are still in our youth, I suppose, alhamdulillah, and this is the time for us to do what we are due to be doing in this world. This is Darul Amal. He says, reminding himself and at the same time reminding us, the sinful ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, riyazat ke yahi din hai. These are the days of striving. Budhape mein kaha himmat? Where will there be courage and strength in old age? Jo kuch karna hai, ab kar lo, abhi noori jama tum ho. Do whatever you have to do. Do whatever you must do. And do it now. For now, noori, you are young. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And now, for the manqabat in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, I would request our beloved Hafiz Riyaz Attari, hafizahullahu ta'ala, to recite a very beautiful manqabat. Penned and written by Imam al-Kalam, Kalam al-Imam, Imam Riza Khan, Ahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Wah, kya martaba hai ghaus hai, bala tera.
Wah, wah, kya martaba hai ghaus hai, bala tera.
Show, 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 show
Sub, he first took us to Madina Munawwara, now he took us to Baghdad, subhanAllah. And mashallah, spiritually, we are there. Yes, samjho wahi hame bhi dil ho jaan hamara. Yes, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and the means to go there, inshallah, azza wa jal, one day. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin, ameen. Here, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has very beautifully, in the first stanza, in the first share, he says, Wah kya martaba. If you want to understand the martaba and the station of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, then you must know that uche ucho ke saron se qadam ala tera. That way, the height of the heads of many greats, where they reach, above that is the feet of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And he says, Sar bhala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera? Ya Ghawse Paak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, nobody knows the situation and how your Mubarak head is, how great it is. He says, Sar bhala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera? Auliya malte hain aankhein, wo hai talwa tera. But your feet, yes, we do know about your feet. We don't know about your head, how great it is, but we do know about your feet, because this is those feet where the awliya would rub their eyes. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Awliya malte hain aankhein, wo hai talwa tera. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, for the next manqabat, I would quickly go to our Naveed bhai, mashallah, to recite a beautiful manqabat in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Sarkare Ghawse Azam. Nazre karam khuda ra
main qadir deewana main qadir masana main qadir deewana main qadir masana main qadir deewana main qadir masana ya ghaus faqiron ki
Oh, کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہیں جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ, میں قادری دیوانہ, میں قادری مستانہ. Yes, and subhanAllah, this is the vibe all over the world, alhamdulillah. And now for the last manqabat in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, I would request our alhamdulillah the guests to, let's inshallah recite together. Subhanallah, this is our tribute in the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. Let's recite together.
امداد کند امداد
سے آزاد, 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 سے آزاد,
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here, this is the end of our today's episode. Time is always of the essence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever little endeavors that we have done praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His beloved saint Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and may Allah azza wa jal accept whatever we have done with the sincerity of the hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And do not forget, alhamdulillah, there are so many beautiful programs on your Madani channel for you to learn more about the grand personality of this great duo, Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah azza wa jal, I hope you do keep watching Madani channel and stay tuned with Madani channel. Inshallah, until next time, next week as well, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.